We're looking at everything. You know, they're going to learn inside, and then they have to carry it out on the field and apply it. And that's, whether it's, it's an assignment or it's a technique change or whatever it is. And so that's kind of what we're looking for. That's the design. Install some basic coverages, basic concepts, and see if they can come out and execute it.
And did they get more? You mentioned they got some yesterday. Did they get more?
We had another installation phase this morning. Yeah. So, and then what happens is we continue with the draft choices and those that are under contract, continue to install throughout the off season, and those that those that we invite back will continue. Those that don't got a pretty good understanding of a couple coverages and some routes.
Now, when will you decide all that? Do you have is it a staff meeting you have and you talk about who do you want?
Yeah, I mean we'll visit this afternoon, probably Monday.
Coach, was Ogletree equally as impressive today, and just what you see over the
Yeah, he's learning. He has no problem learning. We knew that, and he's got a good feel for what he's doing. His drills are good, very athletic. He's gonna be a good player for us. I'm kind of looking forward to getting him lined up and getting an OTA with the rest of the defense.
In the limited amount that you've seen them after 2 days, Bailey and Austin, your impressions on them is?
Smart, competitive, really. They're very well coached. They did a nice job at West Virginia coaching them with the little detail things, the release on the line of scrimmage, route running. And so they're probably ahead of most on, from a first impression standpoint, which is really encouraging for us.
Can you talk about Tavon as a weapon, being able to use him multiple ways and kind of how you envision him fitting in his role here?
Well, we're going to try to get the ball to him as often as we can, however we do that. But, he's very talented. We drafted him because he's got receiver skills, run skills, return skills. So we hope that we could use him in all those areas.
So what happens next week? The rookies do not go home, is that right?
That's correct.
The contract rookies.
Yeah, the first-year players under contract will stay. They'll stay this weekend, and they'll join the veterans in the off-season program. On Monday.
They get integrated into that.
And yeah, Monday's the first day.
The week after that is the OTAs.
That's correct.
And you technically you don't have a mini camp. I mean, is it just folded into your OTA schedules? Or?
Well, after going through the experience last year, I just felt like it was we could just get by with the OTAs. We're permitted to have 10 OTAs, and we're also permitted to have a three-day mandatory mini camp. I thought it was important because of the commitment that they made to have a week off, come in and work for four or five weeks, and then take a break for the vets. That way we can focus on the rooks, and then it just didn't leave us time for the mini camp. And I guess I'm kind of old-fashioned. That's a long day, and it's a long day, and it's a three-hour and all that stuff. And it's just in the off-season, I don't think those things are necessary. And particularly it relates directly to the commitment that they've made to the off-season program. I mean, they're here every day. They're coming early and staying late, and, they're having fun. They're determined.
So you just have the 10 OTAs?
The 10 OTAs, okay. Yes.
And you mentioned something yesterday, too. You didn't want to overload them, and maybe that doesn't apply to the veterans, but even for the rookies, how important?
Well, I feel like we can get done what we need to get done in the off-season program using the phase one or phase two skill development days that we're doing now and the 10 OTAs. I feel like we can get everything installed. This is second year in the system now, so we can get it installed. They deserve the break, in mid-June, and when they come back in July, we'll continue to reinstall.
Coach, what have you seen out of Brandon McKee so far?
Brandon's a smart young man, can really run. He's got good size, change of direction. Seen the kind of things that we saw on tape, down there. So he's playing a couple positions already in just a couple days.
Not to harp on Stedman and Tavon, but you obviously drafted them as individuals. Have you gone back to their tape to look and see how they play together and maybe any advantages you see out of the fact that they do have that experience together?
Well, no, we drafted both of them not because they went to the same school or in the same program, but because they were on our board at the right time when we picked. And, it so happens that they went to the same school and they're good friends and they're very competitive and they get along and they help each other. And, we saw that at the workout. They were encouraging each other at the workout and they worked out individually. So, they love the game. And, no, I haven't gone back and looked at more tape. I've seen plenty of tape.
I want to ask you about Cunningham. I saw he's from Nashville. Did he play high school in high school maybe against one or both of your sons?
Yeah. And they beat my youngest son's team, and I think in the playoffs. So we're going to cut a sign bonus in half.
So obviously you saw, I guess, as many of those games as you could. So
you know, honestly, I don't remember him in the game, but I'm going to go back and look at my handheld video camera and see. But he's an outstanding running back. I mean, he had a great career there at MTSU. And he kept popping up every time we were looking at some defensive players and common opponents. And he's not ready yet. He's got a ways to go, but I feel like he's way ahead of schedule from the surgery he had last year.